Hello, do you believe that we live in an abundant world or we live in a world where there is a finite start and finish to everything? I just want to relate a deep meditation experience I had some years ago, and at the end of this, you can make your own decision about this question. So, in this meditation, I was observing a hissing sound in my ears, and I thought, I'm going to put all of my attention on this. And as I did, I started to see everything in creation just emerging out of this sound. Everything in form was just pouring out of this sound. Anyway, some weeks later, I happened to be waiting for a friend at a cafe and picked up a Reader's Digest magazine and started to read an article about some scientists in an American university who were observing a hissing sound on their instrumentation. And I thought, this sounds awfully like what I was experiencing in my meditation. Apparently, at the same time, another American university was observing the same sound on their instruments. And it wasn't until some months later that they concluded that they were actually observing the Big Bang. So we know that the Big Bang is that point where everything comes out of formlessness into form, comes out of the void or the sea of all possibilities into form. So I sat and I reasoned this through and thought, if I was able to observe the Big Bang in my meditation room on a certain date and time, and these scientists were observing the Big Bang at other times, then the Big Bang must be happening in any given moment. I had another meditation experience that supported this concept, and that was one where I was experiencing the total demolition of my old concept of time. And I was experiencing the past, the present, and the future all happening simultaneously. Everything was like just everything was contained in the now. There was no linear time as we know it anymore. So if we put these two experiences together, then in my mind, we must conclude that in every given moment, we have access to creating out of nothingness. We have the power to access that void that contains everything that form pours out of. We have access to that in every given moment. It is only our finite way of viewing the world that causes us to believe that there is a start and a finish to everything. If you look on our website, lifeexcels.com/inspiration, lifeexcels.com/inspiration, there's a brilliant video, a TED talk by Dr. Jill Bolt Taylor, a brain scientist, talking about the difference between the right and left hemisphere in the way we view the world. The left hemisphere causes us to make definitions between things, to define separateness, and as a result, we feel separate from each other, from the world around us, from everything. Whereas the right hemisphere is where we are totally connected to everything that is. We are totally connected to all that is, to each other. There is no separation. There is just unboundedness. So the more we can come into our right brain capacity, the more access we'll have to accessing that point of everything coming out of nothingness into form in our daily existence. I will be adding to this boo later, but I've only got 5 minutes, so thanks for today, and I'll talk more.